Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We got a new poll question, a new video, new podcast, new articles, et cetera, et cetera. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Have a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. Eva is the tax mama. She is the tax mama, folks. That's taxmama.com, her own website. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. We're talking about classifying your workforce, making sure that you got your folks properly classified. We talked in the previous segment about making sure that even your part-timers in the summer, the kids, please sort of qualify them, get them established as an employee, because it's your responsibility to pay their half of the payroll tax, isn't it, Eva?
And, you know, to take the appropriate amount of withholding and so forth,
yep,
so that they aren't in trouble. You know, I hate to see a kid starting out life finding themselves in trouble, you know, before they're even in college.
Right.
And then, you know, getting stuck with tax problems following them because they didn't understand what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really think a child should have to use a Form 8919 to turn in an employer.
Mm-hmm.
Children shouldn't start out as tattletales.
I agree. So that's,
you know,
one,
I mean, they're doing honorable work. They should, you know, and you know, this goes on into various levels, and I understand why people don't want to pay it.
They need to get the shock that comes when you see how much you made and how much you get take home. That's a better shock than the one that happens the next January when they say, "I what?"
Yeah, I don't think I have to report my income because I only had $2,000, but
right,
then they get that letter from IRS saying you didn't report this and pay self-employment taxes. Oh, my God, that's a huge amount of money to,
right,
to a young child.
Right, exactly.
But it's hard for the employer.
But let's get back into that. Let's get into the more mainstream type of issues where a person is not just part-time kids, but we got regular folks who are working for us. Talk to us about some of the things you're seeing out there these days.
Well, it's the same thing, and it's the same thing. The employers are having a hard time covering payroll taxes because it's not just the payroll taxes. Then they have workman's comp. You know, then they may have insurance issues. They may get caught up in the Health Care Act that you've been talking about and providing coverage because
right,
all of these people will qualify. But IRS now has so many ways to catch the employer that they may as well step forward and come into the system voluntarily. And IRS has made it possible for them to do that with very, very little pain.
Mm-hmm.
They've put together a program that doesn't have a termination point. It'll go on as long as necessary, so it's not going to end in a few months, which is a voluntary classification program, where if the employer comes forward, all they're going to have to do is pay 1% of the taxes they would have owed for only 1 year, and IRS won't go back and audit for the previous
year. Say this again now.
This is very worth looking into.
When did this start happening?
This started last October, so okay, I wrote about this in MarketWatch in October,
right,
when IRS introduced this.
So voluntary classification settlement program.
The voluntary classification settlement program, and I ran some numbers,
right,
and I sat down with IRS about a week ago at our stakeholder meeting and got a lot more information about
this is where you have misclassified employees, and you now want to come into the fold.
That's it. And so let's say that you have let's say you've got $100,000 worth of wages,
mm-hmm,
and your taxes on that, you know, would have been substantial. It might have been $10,000,
right,
let's say, plus penalties,
mm-hmm,
plus interest. If you participate in this program, you're going to pay 1% of that,
right,
just for 1 year, No penalties, no interest.
But this is only for people who have been misclassifying employees, not for people who haven't paid their taxes.
This is for people who've actually been issuing 1099 miscellaneous.
Right, just 1099, right. The person was probably misclassified as a contractor when they should have been employees.
Right. Now, if they haven't been issuing 1099s either, they're out of luck. They're in trouble.
Yeah.
But the average person, the average employer, has been putting these people on 1099s. And the other thing that this applies to, we were tossing around ideas with IRS, is household employers. You have people working, taking care of you in the home, especially elderly people have someone taking care of them, that they're paying directly and they're not putting them on payroll. They're going to qualify as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who's not going to qualify? The person who owns a corporation or an S corporation and hasn't put themselves on payroll and hasn't issued a 1099 compensation.
But yet they've been taken. They've been out of the system. They're out in the cold.
Well, they may have been drawing money and calling it dividends,
right.
Or they may have been drawing money.
Distributions of some kind.
Right. And so those guys, if they have not, issued 1099s to themselves, they are not going to be part of this program.
They're going to have to pay up the full price.
Yeah. Now, there is another issue that we're looking at, and we don't have a resolution to this yet. IRS is investigating this,
right.
And they've escalated this up the system. Now we have this new rule with those 1099-Ks where people who are doing work who are getting
Ava, hold on to that thought, because we got to take a quick break. I want to make sure, folks, this voluntary classification settlement program is Form 8952, right, Ava?
Yep.
8952, and can they find out more about this at your website?
They can find it out at taxmama.com.
Taxmama.com. Check that out, folks. And we're going to talk more about this with Eva Rosenberg after these messages. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.